This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Back again with another WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good. We're back to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Back to talking about football.
Yeah.
Jackie baseball. Well, how many days till pitchers and catchers?
Like 64.
Okay, there we go.
Who's excited? Who's excited?
Plenty of time. Plenty of time to get somebody new.
March right? Towards a slow death, yeah.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time. Big show today, as always. Shil Kapadia joins us at 3. At 4, no Mike Lombardi.
Oh, whoa.
Because he used
he used our
platform to get himself a gig with the University of North Carolina to be Bill Belichick's general manager for the football team at the University of North Carolina. So congratulations to Mike Lombardi. He will not join us. However, Mike Mayock will join us at 4 o'clock. So we'll talk to Mike Mayock. We will have a pair of Creed tickets to give away again at 4:30. You're going to have to sing for them. Of course.
Really sing.
Yes. And really sing. Really sing. And I think the song today, you're going to have to dig deep for the song today. And top five at 5 o'clock, as always. But I start with the Philadelphia Eagles. And when we were listening to Jalen Hurts speak yesterday, as we carried live on the show, I think most of what we were looking for is his reaction to the AJ thing and the Brandon Graham thing, right? That's what we're like. What is he going to say about AJ? What is he going to say about Brandon Graham? So the rest of it, I wasn't paying a ton of attention. And then Jack said, hey, did you hear this one thing he said? And I was like, oh, I haven't heard that. And Jack, why don't you play it for everybody?
It's about the team. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care how it looks. It's kind of my game. And I think that's something that people have to accept that, you know, it's going to look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look, you know, but he's going to win.
So you're going to have to accept how it looks because that how Jalen Hurts wants it to look, and this is the way it's going to look. Mm-hmm. Well, I do not accept that this is the way that it should look or the way that we should feel about it afterwards, because the way that it looks right now is not good enough. This isn't just about the game, like the passing game looking ugly. It's about how good it is. It's not just about how it looks. It's about production. The pass offense is not productive enough, and it's getting worse. The pass offense is so bad that the star wide receiver is whining during it during a 9-game winning streak. This is not about it looking ugly. It's about it not being good enough. And I can accept that this is who he is, sure, if this is what it is, but then I can't accept him as a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, right, if this is all it is. I can't accept that we have the best offensive line in football, the best wide receiver pairing in football, the best running back in football, but somehow we can't pass the ball. We have the third worst sack rate in the league with the best offensive line in football. Why? Why is that? I can't accept that we have the best wide receiver duo in the NFL and we end up with 80 net passing yards the week after we end up with 100 net passing yards. I can't accept that. I can't accept that we're doing whatever we can to not pass the ball with an offense with personnel and coordinators that is designed to be able to be prolific and not just go 3 yards in a cloud of dust. So while I have, I guess, some sense of hope that the passing game can get better, if Jalen Hurts is going to come out and tell me, well, this is how it's going to look and you just have to accept it, I don't accept it because it's not good enough.
You good?
I'm good.
Well, because see here, here's the thing. Listen, and we talked about this in the pre-show meeting, and I get where you're coming from. And quite frankly, when you hear him say it, you're like, okay, that sounds a little boastful, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But here's where I will depart from where you're at and sort of side with him, is if that's a surprise. But the winning aspect of it does matter. It does matter, Spike. Listen, I know it sucks. Sucks for everybody who is critical of, I guess, Jalen. I don't know if he's reached his full potential. Is he maximizing his potential? And for everyone that's critical of the passing game. And that includes his own receivers. So I'm going to throw them in there as well. Because it's not like fans are the only one who are critical of the passing game. Clearly, the receivers aren't necessarily happy.
He wasn't talking about the pass. He was talking about passing attack. He was talking about the run blocking.
No, we're not going to do that. Listen, I'm not going for that. Listen, I can be happy that we moved on from what looked like a damn disaster waiting to happen, and everybody is kumbaya'd it out. Okay.
Sure.
You know, okay, I'll move on from that. We'll see what it looks like moving forward. But I'm not going to accept that it wasn't a critical statement being made about the passing game, which, quite frankly, is an indirect shot at the quarterback.
Sure.
So, we're not debating that. I'm on board. I don't care what AJ says. I'm happy he said it, but we know what the true intent was there. That being said, here's where I'm with Jalen. This is what his game is. I said this earlier in the year, Spike. I said I had to accept it. And listen, I've done the arguments about top five, top 10. I've done all that. Not lately. I haven't done that argument lately because I don't think that's a worthy argument as it pertains to where they're at now. So I had to accept games ago, months ago, that I think this is where he is. Is that he doesn't make plays that usually cost you games late. And when there's a critical drive, he usually makes plays, whether it's with his legs or whether it's with his arm. He's made those throws. He has. Am I saying that there isn't room for improvement? Sure there is. But if I'm looking at him ultimately and he's saying, let me hear it one more time, Jack. Jalen.
It's about the team. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care how it looks. It's kind of my game, and I think that's something that people have to accept. That, you know, it's going to look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look. You know, but he's going to win.
It's the truth.
Well,
it's the truth, and you have to accept it. Well, and here's why you got to accept it, real quick, and I'll let you go. I'll jump right back in there.
Okay.
They won a lot of football games. They won a lot of football games, man. This dude at quarterback has won a lot of football games. I don't believe in the QB win stat. I don't buy into that. I'm just saying as a team, they won a lot of games with him at the quarterback position. That can't be ignored.
It can't be ignored, but there's one specific game that I would like to win, and it's the final game of the year.
Sure.
And I don't think – and I keep saying that this reminds me of Ben Simmons. And what this quote reminds me of is when Doc Rivers told all of us we had to appreciate what Ben Simmons does. And like, you're going to have to appreciate what he does. It's like, okay, that's
he's
fine.
He's a treasure.
He's a treasure.
This ain't right.
I appreciate.
Celebrate him. Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Well, actually, I didn't even know you had that ready. Because I didn't even think I was going to say
this
that.
Is
but,
not right.
But it just, it reminds me of, yes, he defends well. Yes, he's tall and athletic. Yes, all these things. But he is the point guard, right? So yeah. I want him to be able to get to the line, to shoot the ball, blah, 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 blah. Yes, it is nice. And it's the same thing with Jalen. Does he make plays at the end of games? Does he make plays with, like, he does. But 100%. And he is durable, and he doesn't get, you know, too emotional one way or the other. Mm-hmm. He keeps his head in the game. All of those things are positive attributes. I'm worried about throwing the football. And he says that I should just accept that this is who he is. Now, look, I guess there's two ways to say it. If he's saying, I can't throw the football that well, then that's fine. Then it is what it is. But what I'm saying is, for me, for the Philadelphia Eagles, this is, I do not accept this.
He's not saying he can't throw the football. What he's saying is, this is how I'm going to go win football games. It may not be the prettiest. It may not be like the cookie cutter model that we want it to be when we look at franchise quarterbacks. And I agree with that. I'm telling you, I've had to accept it myself. I just accepted it sooner. And I'm okay with it because they win. Now, I'll tell you this. I reserve the right to be critical if it isn't good enough once you get in the playoffs. If you get in the game in the playoffs and it's this way and we don't win, then you get criticized for not being good enough on that day. You can get away with this as long as you're winning. I'm going to just put it that way. Like, you can get away with this as long as you're winning, and that's the way I look at it, is that he's winning games, they're winning games, I got to accept it.
All right, Jack, one more time before I give the phone numbers out. But play it one more time. This is what Jalen said yesterday.
It's about the team. Yeah, I don't care how it looks. It's kind of my game, and I think that's something that people have to accept, that, you know, it's going to look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look, you know, but he's going to win.
Do you accept?
I like the third person.
Yes.
Look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look.
Yeah, Ricky. So Ricky Henderson.
215-592-9494. Do you accept that this is how it's going to look? Is this good enough? We do have next question today, as we have a hand and stone massage and facial spa gift card for a 50-minute massage or facial. Give the gift of results this holiday season at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Buy a spa package and get a free massage or facial gift card. All right. So it's Bob Barker's birthday. Born in 1923, by the way. Bob Barker has a very, very famous...
1923?
Yes.
He's not
with us.
Okay.
So the next question today is,
I wasn't sure,
is who died that Ike isn't sure of? No, it's
yeah,
not.
I wasn't
that.
Sure.
So, Bob Barker has a very famous movie cameo in Happy Gilmore.
Loved it.
So we are doing your favorite cameo. Now, it can be in a TV show. It can be in a movie. It could be in a song. There's cameos in songs. So your favorite cameo. So that'll be next question today. The best one will get a Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card in addition to your Eagles point. Jack, you want to give us your favorite cameo?
Yeah, I know Ike never watched the show, but Keith Hernandez in Seinfeld.
Was a great one.
It's an all-timer.
All-timer, yes.
Yeah.
Turned
it's
into a running
I
bit on the show.
Never watched a show.
Yeah,
it's just not a regular
rarely.
Of the show.
Yes.
Yet.
Yeah.
Well, now we're changing facts. You told me a million times you've never seen Seinfeld. What do we tell?
I've seen the show.
Oh,
before.
Now you get back into a corner, and now it's like, well, I watched an episode here or there, but we bring up Seinfeld all the time, and I get crickets.
Well, how about this full episode?
I will tell you, I can't tell you any specific show I've watched. I'll admit that.
No,
yes,
that's fine.
I will admit that.
Keith Hernandez, I believe, wanted to date Elaine.
Yes,
all the time.
Yes, okay. And then there was the spitball.
Yeah, they had the Zapruder film of the spit.
It's a great episode.
Okay,
it's a great episode.
Don't worry, I'm not going to go back and look at it.
Come on, man. Do you have a famous cameo?
There's so many cameos, right?
There
are so many cameos. And I'm sure more pop in my head. I can't wait to hear the audience's selections. I'm gonna go with a popular one.
Okay.
In a movie.
Okay.
Actually brought him back to life. I think he became a part of pop culture again.
Okay.
Well, for the first time, really. Former athlete.
Okay.
Iron Mike Tyson.
Oh, in The Hangover.
The Hangover.
That's a great cameo.
Yes, right? That's a great cameo right there.
You win the gift card. That is a winning one.
Yeah, him singing. That was a great cameo.
So, I'm going.
That was Phil Collins, right? In the heat of the night?
Yes.
In the air tonight.
Yep.
What'd I say? In the heat of the night. In the heat of the night, I think it's a TV show.
In the heat of the night?
Heat of the night's another song. It's not In the Air Tonight.
All right.
Yeah. So, I'm going to go with this one, but I'm worried that you guys haven't seen this.
Well,
dude, is it a Blur Oasis thing again?
No.
Why don't you pick something that the show understands?
I know the listener is going to know this.
Well, as long as they know, I'm not cultured.
Bill Murray in Zombieland. It is.
Yeah.
Have you seen Zombieland? That is a popular movie.
Nobody has seen Zombieland.
No one cares about Zombieland.
That is not true.
No one has seen Zombieland.
Sounds like a Twitter question.
You're going to get your Twitters. You're going to get your. You put it up as a Twitter question.
Nobody has seen Zombieland.
It is a. First of all, it's a really good movie.
Who starred in it? Zombieland.
Yeah, the guy who played Mark Zuckerberg in the Facebook
Michael
movie.
Michael Cera.
Woody Harrelson's in it.
Okay.
No, that's not Michael Cera, but that's okay.
Never a doubt.
Yeah.
Stop. Nobody's listening to anything you say anyway, yes. Man.
Is that Michael Cera?
I don't think so.
No, whatever Spike says.
I think it's the guy from the
movie.
It's the guy from the Facebook
Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg. Yes.
Buzz told me that.
Yes. Skinny white guy, but not the same guy.
Okay.
Bill Murray is in this scene. Well, whatever. If you didn't see it, it's a great cameo. And he dies real quick.
Bill Murray? Zombieland?
Yes.
Way to give a spoiler away.
Wow. The movie's 20 years old.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question.
Yes.
When did the movie come out?
15 years, maybe, okay. I think. Maybe it's right around a 2009, 2010 movie, I think, Zombieland.
I can't believe that's 20 years.
I get 10,000 people telling me how great of a movie Zombieland
was. I'm telling you, it's a great movie. It's a great movie.
I've never even heard of it.
All right. So that is next question today. Give us your favorite cameo. And the lead question, do you accept... Jalen Hurts says you have to accept that. Oh, God.
Winner.
That this is who he is. Do you accept it? I wonder what Corey's going to say. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, Jack, can you play that last line one more time? I didn't hear that clear. What did he say? Oh, okay. See, just fire. Like, you know, Spike, you got that manager in you. Spike got that. He don't know how to turn that manager off. See, managers. They want everything done a certain way. Even though it might be productive and somebody doing it a way, they're going to let them do it. But deep down, they still want them to do it the way they said.
The way they want it done,
yeah,
yes.
That's what Spike wants. See, what I'm starting to realize is, like, and don't get me wrong, I get it. They defense is terrible, right? Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, they light the world on fire. Chase Brown, hey, they got the better brother way looking right now. We thought we had the better brother, but they got the better brother right now the way it looks. You know, they light the world on fire, and they 5-9, you know. And I get it. They defense ain't looking too great, but Joe Burrow ain't never won 11 games. His defense ain't always been bad.
Bro, he's been in a Super Bowl and a championship game.
So now Super Bowl championship game.
No, you're saying he's never won anything. He's won more than Jalen Hurts. Let me ask you this, Corey, real quick.
He ain't won more than Jalen Hurts.
I killed him in college too.
And I give you the chance to replace Jalen Hurts with Joe Burrow. Would you do it?
No.
Oh, my ass.
Would you stop?
You're on drugs.
This is the thing right here. Like, this is the
Eagles
thing that
would.
We do.
Yeah.
Like, no, I wouldn't. And this is the thing that we do. Like, everybody has a way that they do stuff different. Like, Joe Burrow lights the world on fire. He's a great quarterback. I'm not saying that. But it's like everybody don't fit everywhere. Like, he fits what they do in Cincinnati. Okay, you bring him here. You bring Joe Burrow here, and we lighting the world on fire. I tell you right now, Saquon ain't going to be happy. Like, everybody has a part of the role they play, that they play on the team. Like, it's like we got these high-flying offense in the NFL, but they don't win. Now, Ike, he always cooks. Like, it's rare he don't cook.
That's
he
true.
Cooked again today. He came out and he said, you reserve the right. If they lose in the playoffs and they don't win, you reserve the right to get the criticism. If he turned the ball over, fumbling, you know, throwing interceptions, and he lose the game, you kill him. Because I'm going to kill him too. We all want to win the Super Bowl. But right now, what we're doing is winning. And I get it. A.J. Brown wants the ball. Devontae Smith wants the ball. I get all that.
$60 million of wide receiver think that maybe we shouldn't accept how it is right now.
But what I'm saying is, I don't care about the damn money. Like, we all want this. It ain't our money. Like, I don't give a damn if they was paying Brayden Mann $50 million. It's not my money. I don't give a damn. I just want to win. I don't care.
This isn't good enough, Corey. It's not good enough.
But Spike, you're saying it's not good enough because you're doing a hypothetical. You don't know it's not good enough. They just won 9 games in a row. I get it. They struggle with the Panthers. I get it. You're saying it's 250 yards of offense. But we don't know if it's not good enough because we haven't faced other teams to make it good enough.
Like, the 30th, being 30th in the league in sack rate is not good enough. It is prohibitive to winning a Super Bowl. I'm telling you.
What I'm saying is, you sit up here and you do these damn statistics like Ike did about that damn MVP. And I told Ike, I don't give a damn. Win that thing, because if not, we're going to be holding the bag at the end of the year like he did with Mahomes. And look, we ain't getting no Super Bowl. Or no MVP.
Yeah, we didn't get neither one.
I don't care about no damn statistics. I want to win. And whatever you got to do to win, I don't care if you got to put, what's that dude, Blazing Wire? Is that the fullback we just signed? I don't care if he got to give him the ball. I don't care if Brayden Mann got to do a fake punt. I don't give a damn how you win. The game is winning. and we all want to hold the Lombardi.
But that's you're all. Avoiding the real question. Because if any other player was playing bad, you would say that player should play better. If Lane Johnson had four bad games in a row where he kept getting beat and Jalen just kept getting hit by his side, but we won anyway, nobody would say, well, you know, it's working. Letting the edge rusher get to him is working. It's winning. We might as well let him do it. Like, it's crazy. You have to look at the big picture. And the big picture is you don't beat the Carolina Panthers in the playoffs. The big picture is you don't win playoff games with 80 net passing yards. You don't win with the worst sack rate in the league. None of those things happen. They don't.
What I'm saying is, you sit up here and we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
You know what else you don't win? You don't win when you throw five interceptions in a football game. Jared Goff did that and won. So what I'm saying is, when the game faces with a situation, you overcome that. I'm not saying Jalen Hurts is playing good. I love Hurts, but he's playing bad. I'm saying that. But what I'm saying is, when the rubber needs to make the roll, if we need to win a football game, I trust him to do that
Okay. Because
he's won football games. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You just don't like it because it's not the way you want to win.
No. I think that's unfair. It's not that I want to win differently. It's that I think they are not in position to win the greatest game the way that they're playing. And by the way, I don't even think they're going to get to it if the pass game doesn't get better. So while I agree with some of your points, I disagree with your framing of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that we have enough evidence in the history of the NFL about what you have to do well to get there, and this part of it I don't think adds up to that.
I just got one question for you.
Yes, sir.
So you haven't played the Lions, right?
No.
So obviously we're gonna go against different teams. So who in the playoff? Like, you don't think the teams? Like, you don't think the Ravens went to the game trying to stop Saquon? You don't think the Rams went to the game trying to stop Saquon? Like, I get it, the Lions. Okay, we might not face into the NFC Championship game, but everybody, like early in the year, we played Green Bay. They're playing good. But we beat them.
But that's not what Jalen was talking about. Jalen wasn't talking about you can't stop Saquon. Jalen said, this is Jalen Hurts. It might not be ugly, but you have to accept it. Right. That's what he said.
I don't think he meant it like that. I think he meant it was, I'm going to play the game I got to play to win the game. It might not make everyone happy that day, but whatever I got to do to win the game, if that's run for 200 yards or run for 75 yards and throw for 80, that's what I'm going to do. That's how I took it. Now,
okay.
I'm a caller. You might look at different, but I'm just saying that's how I took it.
All good. Go ahead.
I mean, I took my cameo, and then you took my cameo. I don't even know.
I took your cameo? Were you going to give Zombieland? I mean,
no, not you.
Jack.
Jack, yeah.
Okay.
So I don't even know. Did Stephen A. Smith have a cameo in Like Mike?
And Like Mike. Well, that was a lot of famous actors.
I don't remember Like Mike, yeah. I do remember it, but I don't remember anything particular.
Wow. If you need to break down Like Mike.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh.
Now, for people under 30, it's the greatest.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's something my son watched.
Oh, that's my Morris Chestnut.
Yeah, that's your Morris Chestnut. Yeah, my Morris Chestnut is Ricky from Boys in the Hood.
Yeah. Which he didn't know.
Or he's Lance from The Best Man. Yeah, that's my Morris Chestnut.
No. That's Like Mike.
not Like Mike.
Also, Jack, you should know Zombieland. That's not an old person movie.
Yeah, but again, I was playing sports.
All right. 2-1-5. Were you?
Was it 2013?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I was still in college.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
You weren't playing sports. Well, you
were. I was
playing
sports.
You
were on the team.
Yeah, I'll give him the quote thing.
It was a frustrating amount of work for the lack of playing time.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Have you accepted this is who Jalen Hurts is, as he asks you to? Coming up at 3, we will we'll talk to Sheila about this. Coming up at 3, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, tackle the NFL action on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Now, the FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on.
Like Terry Bradshaw.
I like Ellie just rapping along to it the other day.
That was shocking to me the other day. I did not expect that. Did he say Wakanda versus the UK?
Yeah. Love it. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Wakanda.
When is B101 going to play Mary Erasmus?
Yes.
Like, that's my question.
Like, bring it in here. Let's go.
We've Mary Erasmus.
It's the biggest Christmas hit there is.
We've heard Mariah Carey. Yes. We get it. We understand.
Yes.
Get the Rizzler on B101.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Men's Night is back tonight at Mark's Jewelers. Holiday shopping with an open bar, food trucks, and more. Finish your holiday shopping strong at Mark's Jewelers. All right. Twitter question. Have you seen Zombieland? Ike, do you want to guess at the percentages here?
Let me say, I'll go, I believe most people probably have.
There
so
you
I'll go with that. But let me go 60?
70%.
70%.
70%. And I got a text from Seltzer, text from Ava, tweet from Devin. So I felt better about this one than the Oasis and Blur
well,
one.
Well, believe me, I kind of felt that I was going to be in the minority on
that one.
Well,
yeah.
Just, and someone texted me too.
Yeah, it's a great flick.
Zombieland.
Oh, have you seen it?
No.
Yeah, Jack haven't seen it.
It's a cool movie.
I was a college athlete
it's
during
cool
the time.
It's a cool movie?
Yeah, cool movie's definitely a stretch.
No, it is.
Look at the people you just mentioned.
Well, okay, Seltzer's not cool. Ava, Devin's cool.
I know.
You gonna say Ava? Ava's cool.
Ava's definitely cool.
Yeah, Ava's out all the time. Ava's cool.
Yeah, she probably knows more than we do. Yeah,
Seltzer's not cool.
You know, Ava's tight right now. That joke.
Yeah.
I live rent free in Ava's head. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you torture her
all day.
Yeah,
all
day. All right.
Oh man.
So what we're talking? Well, that by the way, that is about our next question today for the Hand in Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card is about the best cameo. Could be TV, movies, or music in honor of Bob Barker's birthday. So what we're talking about is this quote from Jalen Hurts yesterday. Mm-hmm. This quote from Jalen Hurts yesterday.
It's about the team. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care how it looks. It's kind of my game, and I think that's something that people have to accept. That you know, it's going to look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look. You know, but he's going to win.
Love the third person.
Yeah. Have you accepted? Jalen Hurts wants you to accept it with a chuckle and a third person mention. Do you accept that this is who Hurts is? 215-592-9494. Bill in Atlantic City. Bill, you're on WIP.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think that he really is a winner. He definitely is, but I don't think he can take constructive criticisms. It's not that hard, I don't think, to be able to have some form of timing to get the ball where it needs to go. And, you know, this has been going on for so long. Ever since he's been the quarterback for the Eagles, it seems like there's always been an issue, especially after what happened last year. I really believe it's him, that he's the common denominator. That's the reason why the team, you know, is having these issues. They just don't go out and say it. But, I mean, I like Jalen. I think he has all the ability to be a great player in the NFL. But I don't know. It's just something. With that statement, he says it's a team sport, but yet at the end, he says it's all about him. So, and I'm sure they've been telling him what he needs to do, but he just doesn't seem to want to do it. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong. But thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. It's really a pleasure to be able to speak to you.
Hey, Bill, real quick, do you got before we let you go, do you have a famous cameo?
I don't. I wish I did, but I did like the movie Zombieland.
Thank you. That's all we need. You win. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. I think so there's this issue that we'll have to, that we don't know the answer to, mm-hmm. about what he wants to do, what they want him to do,
yeah.
and what he's capable of doing.
Yeah.
And those are three different things. And, you know, I think it's sort of like, I keep bringing it back to Ben because it doesn't.
Which is unfair to Jalen. Ben's a quitter.
He is a quitter.
Jalen's not a quitter.
I mean, pre-Ben quitting.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Ben as the player here,
right.
who was like, hey, look, this is how I do it. And I think that's an unfortunate answer because I think you have to be committed to being better at the things that you're not good at.
Right.
And Jalen just saying like, well, this is who I am. And look, maybe it's him just being self-aware, but that's not particularly how it came across to me.
Well, yeah, I actually got the opposite feeling.
Oh,
from
really?
It. I think it is great self-awareness, and it may be a little disheartening to some. right? It may be disheartening to some because there have been people that have stood on a hill arguing about how good this kid is and his potential, and he has shown that in the past. I've been somebody who stood on the hill and argued on his behalf, but I've also realized that maybe I'm trying to force something to be true that just isn't necessarily there. So, for example, if we were to take some of Jalen's shortcomings, right? Jack read the scouting report from him coming out the draft a few years ago. And if we were to take those in consideration, by all accounts, he has overachieved when you look at the amount of success he's had with those deficiencies in his game. Now, has he improved on some of them? Marginally. But is it enough to where it has lifted him into a class of the elite throwers of the football? Probably not. But when it comes to winning and it comes to having somebody you want to lead your team and it's working for this team. See, it's different if the Eagles were saying, see, this is where the Eagles did a disservice to Wentz because they put it all on Wentz to make everybody else better and make everybody else good.
Instead of A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, exactly. Saquon Barkley, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Yeah. They didn't do that with him. So when you do that with a quarterback, he's going to come up short in the results department. And even Wentz put up better numbers. That shows you how good he was. He threw for over 4,000 yards without having a 1,000-yard receiver. Like, he did that with a bunch of nobodies at wide receiver. But he can only do so much with it. Jalen's been given an immense amount of talent around him. He has to manage that. He also has to be a force multiplier out there on the field. He could be better at that. See, I'm not one of those people who believe that criticism is not warranted with his game in areas
sure.
that he needs to improve upon. I just believe the positives outweigh the negatives. And that's really what he's saying. You may not like everything that you're seeing, but what you're going to get is a winner. You're going to get somebody who goes out there and gives it his all. And ultimately, that's going to lead to more positive results than negative results.
And I can
buy that.
And I want to be clear on the Simmons thing. You're right. Ben Simmons was a quitter and ended up being a bad guy. That's not what I'm saying about Jalen. Yeah. I'm talking about as a player and sort of their view of themselves as a player. And what it reminds me of is when they were, you know, the Sixers were number one seed with mm-hmm. Ben. And
they were a good team despite all of those.
They were a good team. And everybody would say to me, well, look at what they've done.
Right.
And I would say that's Joe, that's not
right.
You could put anybody as point guard with Joe, and we're going to get this. My question is that good enough to win everything? And my point was always there's going to come a point where this is not going to work. And yes, they're winning games with him there because he has skills and because the talent is there around him. But the bigger question is, and look, there's nothing we can do about it now. I mean, like he is. But this is right. what it is for yeah. this
we're
second.
We're going to find out whether or not it's good enough.
Right, yeah. But that is like what I'm positing is that eventually this is not going to be good enough. 215-592-9494. Oh, the golf stuff with Louie in Nebraska. Hi, Louie.
Fellas, I've been away for a couple of days. This show has been hot as fire, so especially on Twitter. So,
thanks,
you
man.
Guys you guys are doing a great job.
Thank
First
you.
Off, I also have a suggestion for the show. We need to do small psych evaluations before people get on the air because Corey in Columbus is absolutely out of his mind if he thinks that he wouldn't take Joe Burrow over Jalen Hurts. And you know I'm a Jalen Hurts guy.
Yeah,
we just let that go.
Yeah. I mean, it went too far.
I love Josh Allen, but Joe Burrow's probably the best quarterback in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, Mahomes gets that title until he doesn't. But if you're going to tell me I could have any quarterback, I would pick Joe Burrow over every quarterback.
That's
Josh Allen's not bad either.
Josh Allen's awesome. Josh Allen's awesome.
He's not bad either.
I love Josh Allen, but I actually trust Burrow, if he's got to throw high volume more than Josh Allen. They're both great, but there's no, it's not, to your point, Louie, it's not bad to say that you would take Joe Burrow over Jalen Hurts and still like Jalen Hurts. Like that's not the debate here. Yeah.
And you know I'm a Jalen Hurts guy, but that's like saying taking Joel Embiid over Shaq because Shaq doesn't shoot threes. Like, come on, man. Anyway,
Well,
because I have an insight of being a professional, just like Ike knows what I'm talking about.
That's true. I feel
like Jalen is afraid to turn the ball over. And you just have to look at the size, guys. Mm. When he turned the ball over 17 times from last year until week four, coming out of the bye, basically, I'm sure his coaches, I'm not trying to be the insider of the year, but his coach is like, dude, if you don't turn the ball over, we win. If we score 16 points, if we score 10 points, if you turn the ball over, we win. And that's what he's been doing. He's been focusing, not hitting the open guy, just making it almost a safe bet, the 90 percentile throw, to make sure he doesn't turn the ball over. So that's what I think he means by saying, hey, it's going to look like the way I want it to look like. And that's the kind of insight me and Ike have as professionals. Now, let me just talk to my boy Jake Elliott. Okay, I know no Eagles listen to this station, but wow, they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
But Jake, listen to me, bud. I know you're struggling right now. Us golfers, we try to slice it in the fairway just to make sure that we don't make a double bogey.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit a go-to kick, Jake. If you have to hook it 15 yards into the middle, no one cares as long as it goes in, bud. You're a top-level guy. We all believe in you. We're going to come down the stretch and we're going to need you. Hit your go-to kick. I don't care if it slices 50 yards. I don't care if it hooks 50 yards. Kick it in, okay?
It's kind of like Ike off the tee. Ike always has to aim way right, yeah.
Yeah, and this
also... I catch a straight
there. Why's my game had to come in, yeah.
I started helping Louis' point, yeah.
Louis, by the way, your brother and your dad say he's the better athlete than you. What do you have to say about that?
Well, he is the better athlete, number one, because he hits bombs.
Okay, all right, okay.
Wow. He's not going to say this, but he was actually going to be drafted by the Blue Jays, and he had three meniscus surgeries. So, I still think he's definitely one of the best Kelly athletes for us. But real quick,
yes,
the reason when we get into the playoffs, it's going to show its ugly head how Jalen doesn't want to turn the ball over, because just like Ike, when he gets down in Ramblewood, okay, Jaws course. You know, you can't slice the ball in the fairway if there's trees on both sides of the tee box. You know what I'm saying?
That is true. That's why I like planting Riverwinds instead. That's why I like planting Riverwinds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to come time when you got to play the Masters in the U.S. Open where you just want to have to balls to the wall and just hit a straight tee shot. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord. I dread that day, Louis.
I know. Okay,
Louis, you got a famous cameo for us?
I do. Now, I feel like you guys have had a hard show with the Jalen Hurts and the AJ stuff, so I think you should take my winning answer and get the massage yourself. But 'tis the season, okay? Home Alone 2, Donald Trump. That's the best.
That's a great one.
Both delegations, okay? Yeah, and Ike, don't feel bad if you don't know what a movie is, man. You know this show is primarily towards a certain delegation. Right?
Listen. I know what a movie is. I haven't seen every movie.
Thank you, Louie. Yeah,
we're not the morning show.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen every movie either. Yeah.
Well, you're a movie.
You're
head,
a movie
though.
Guy, though.
I love movies, but as I've gotten older, my movie tastes have gotten weirder and weirder and weirder. Yeah. So most of my current references are not great ones.
Not even close.
Yeah. So, but Zombieland is a popular one. Louis' point about Jalen's sort of, for lack of a better word, fear, for lack of a better word, of turning the ball over, mm-hmm. making him apprehensive. I think that's possible because he is more gun shy, I would say, than we've seen him. And it's not just in the throws. It's in the taking sacks. It's in throwing the ball away. It's in scrambling and those sorts of things. So I do wonder if there, it's not, I wish on a person it was as simple as turning the dial and saying, hey, care a little bit less about this. But it's not quite as easy as that with a person.
But they got to get him there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I think he's apprehensive on throws. I think the players see that too. Like, they go back and look at the film. They see the same film that we do. So they see when somebody is open and if you just let the ball go, that's a completion. That's a first down or it's a touchdown. That's a big gain. Like, I think Kellen Moore has to continue to encourage Jalen that it's okay. That it's okay.
Right.
I understand you. I'm not saying go be reckless with the football. Believe me, by no means is anyone saying that. But that thin line between being reckless with the football and being confident in your arm and just letting the ball go. Man, I wish I could tell you what that feels like from that position. I can't. But I can only imagine when your position is as heavily scrutinized as his is, particularly when it comes to that, turning the ball over. In his mind, he's told himself, dude, you don't have to do everything. Don't turn the ball over and we're going to win games.
Right.
And he's adopted that. It may have taken him a while to adopt it, but he's adopted it and he's getting the results that he wants. So he, to his credit, he's sacrificing stats. He's not saying, I want to throw for 250 yards to validate my contract or validate, I want to make the Pro Bowl, I want to be all pro. Like, he's not saying that, where he's out there throwing the ball and being upset that they're running the ball. He's saying, I'm going to be identified as a winning quarterback, a guy who does winning things.
I can agree with that. I think that's fair.
I think that's what he's embraced.
And to jump back to Burrow for a second, that is the specific thing that I think he's better at than any quarterback in the NFL is when it doesn't look like the guy's open,
yeah.
Burrow throws him open. Burrow puts the ball in a spot that almost nobody else can.
Yeah. Completely agree. I think there's three quarterbacks and then there's the other guys.
Yes.
It's Mahomes, Burrow, and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And Lamar is I still don't know how great of a thrower I believe Lamar is.
He's got a great arm.
Yes, he has a great arm.
Yes.
We know he has electrifying athletic ability, and he wins a lot. He wins a lot of regular season games. So he's closer to being in that group than not being in that group, but they separate from everyone else. And here's the thing Jalen had to realize, and we've sort of had to accept. He doesn't have the arm talent of those guys.
He
can't do what those guys do.
Like that throw that Lamar made into the end zone was a touchdown pass where he just threw it a rocket high.
Like the Mark Andrews.
That he doesn't have. But it's interesting to think about Lamar, too, in the context of the Ravens, because they know that he is limited in how good a thrower he's going to be.
Yep.
And they must know this is going to make it tougher for us to win in the playoffs. However, could we get a better guy than Lamar at that? Now, he's different. I think Lamar specifically is responsible for...
Because he can win games.
He can just win games with his athletic talent.
He can go do it. Yep.
I think the biggest difference between Lamar and Jalen is obviously Lamar's physical attributes are better than Jalen. He's faster, stronger, and throws the ball harder.
Yep.
And that's... You could say they're similar in other ways, but that way...
No, Lamar... Jalen would be Lamar light.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It'd be light.
Do you accept who Jalen Hurts is?
I'm not even a Lamar fan.
Neither am I, bro. But sometimes you
got to give him his credit. Yeah.
You watch him sometimes, and you're like, it is stunning what sort of an athlete that Lamar Jackson is when you're watching him. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe he did. He's like, you said Jalen's sort of like a scaled down Lamar. Mm-hmm. Lamar is like a scaled up Vic. It's like,
yes.
Vic was this
better thrower.
Stronger arm, not better thrower.
Well, I don't know if he's had a stronger arm. Mike might have the strongest arm I've ever seen.
Well, Vic was a great thrower in that one year.
It's different from strength of arm versus being an accurate thrower.
Yeah,
if Mike had been with Andy the majority of his career, you would have saw a different Michael Vick.
Or if Harbaugh. I mean, he was down there. I mean, who's his coach?
Hold on, I'm taking a shot at Harbs, man.
No, I said no. I mean, who was Vic's coach during that time? I mean, it was Dan Quinn? Reeves at the first?
Oh, Dan. Yeah, you had Dan Reeves. That's who drafted him. Yeah.
And then it was into Moore?
Jim Moore Jr., yep.
Yeah. He wasn't there with the Louis Bobby Petrino?
No, that's when it happened. Bobby Petrino, that's who cut me, man.
Son of a...
So,
they gave you this.
Well, hold on. It might have been Rich McKay that cut me, honestly, the GM. But I don't know which one came first.
But when you saw him in the press conference...
With that neck brace on.
You said, that's what you get.
Like, that's what you get, you mother...
Yeah. Wow. You almost did it.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
I believe I said
it sounded like
myself.
You were doing it. It sounded like you were about to
go to the edge.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. This show...
The Mike Vick arm, the one throw that always
love Mike Vick's arm
that, that pops into our that must pop into all of our heads is the Washington game.
Yes, sir.
That, oh, yeah. That throw to Deshaun.
Yes, sir. That one, and he had one that year to Brent Celek in Chicago.
Oh, through three people.
I still don't know how he completed that pass.
Yeah. Or how Brent caught it.
Exactly.
Well, he also had the throw to Brent in the Giants comeback game that was sort of like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is still we've argued about this before. This would be a good offseason show.
Great year.
That is my favorite quarterback season of an Eagles quarterback in my lifetime.
Jalen's 2022. You got Donovan's 04.
Wentz 17.
And Vic 2010. And you got to throw in Foles, Nicky 6, 27-2.
Right. And Jalen 22. And,
that's what I said. I threw him out there first.
And, come on, who could forget?
Vic, MVP runner up.
Yeah.
Wentz, MVP runner up. Was Jalen MVP runner up that year? Yeah.
And it's funny because Donovan was MVP runner up his second year.
Yes.
In the league. Yes. Yeah.
And
I remember that.
That Nick didn't get MVP votes that year.
Oh, they still weren't respecting Nick the way they were supposed to that year.
And it was really like Vic. It was really a 10-game run in there that it was really all happening in.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll ask Shiel this question. I'm going to play Shiel that clip and find out what he thinks specifically is wrong with the Eagles passing game, whether it is coordinator related, whether it's Jalen related, whether there's nothing wrong at all. You know, whether he's just going to accept it. That's next on the
I think Mike's 2010 was more exciting, but Wentz 2017 was the best year of a quarterback.
Mm. I'm taking Vic.
Man, back when we had a quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, listen to you. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.